Welcome to the teaching methods section. The first presentation will be by myself and my co-author, Dr. Linda Chalker Scott, who's sitting in the front, and the progenitor of the Garden Professor's website. I'll try to be as brief as I can to add a couple of minutes, so I know these things always go long. I'm a horticulturist in California, and I only recently joined in administering the Garden Professor's webpage. Most of my work is in mulch and plant pathology and horticulture and that sort of thing. But as an owner of a Master Gardener program, I immediately saw, a great possibility of getting information I have out to a much wider audience over multiple states, and in fact over all the whole planet. And so I started to interact with Linda on the site. So the site has grown in recent years, say starting about in 2014 on this more linear part of the log curve there, rapidly. And I'm not sure what the last data point on the chart is, but we're above that now. We're somewhere around 23,000 members on the blog. And this growth, I think, is partly to do with the growth of social media. I don't think we could necessarily attribute it to the rapid pace of people wanting garden information. That's probably somewhat constant. But the blog itself has been very successful over these years. It was started in 2009 as a Facebook page, and later on, I think, Linda, you said 2012, blogs became available.
That's when the group started.
A group page in Facebook became available, so I'll show the distinction between that in a minute. And it is a curated group. That means that we have rules and that we have hall monitors that make sure that everybody's playing by the rules. And once an original post, that's the OP, is answered, it's closed. And this actually brings some consternation to members because some people would like a thread to stay open all the time so they can go back to it and sort of feed on it and see what someone's posted. But frankly, we have so many posts that come in, we have to close them because we can't administer that many open threads. There is what's called a pinned post. And that's a post that is something that Linda has written about how to behave on the site. And everybody has to read it and agree to it before they can become members and enter the site. Membership is by permission only. And before a member can post, he has to answer questions that are basically agreements that you will not sell products, that you will stay in a science-based mode, etc. Currently, 23,161 as of last week. There are 11 administrators/moderators, and there are 4 blogging garden professors. Linda is one, myself another, and the 2 others are, remind me?
John Porter out of Nebraska.
John Porter in Nebraska.
And Colby Moberg in Kansas.
Colby Moberg in Kansas, yeah. And these roles change over time. I only recently came into this role, and I'll stay in it. Maybe I'll go off and somebody else will come on, but the garden professors post an article that has to do with gardening and usually some area that they are somewhat of an expert in weekly. And one of our administrators is our little rabble-rouser, and she gets after us and says, 2 weeks you got to write a blog, 1 week you got to write a blog, where is your blog? And so she not only gets after the members, but after us as professors as well. So the group is science-based, and we keep it science-based. We don't talk about anecdotal things. We don't talk about stuff that doesn't have a foundation in the literature. And so we tie everything back to the literature. And then we also talk about the literature. The literature has to be science-based. It can't be some fly-by-night crazy journal. Home remedies are not allowed. We have to play nice with each other. We do not answer plant identification questions. That's outside the scope of the group. And there are other groups for that. There's no promotion of commercial products, no link to personal websites, no political commentary. And we close posts when we finish when we feel that the question has been answered. And we ask our members to do their homework. And by that, we ask them to search the site. So don't just ask us a question. See if that question was already asked and get the answer ahead of time. And I think actually that's one of the issues we have with a lot of people is they don't search the site. The blog, as I said, is written by the Garden Professors. It occurs on a separate page called thegardenprofessors.com. And you can go there and you can search all the past blogs. And so there's several years of them, many of them written by Linda, but other professors that have come and went. The Facebook page is not the group, and it was the first thing that was started before Facebook had groups that you could join. We can regulate who joins the group. We don't regulate who visits the page. Some of the information comes back out to the page, like there are ads for our blogs. Anybody can visit the blog the Garden Professors write, but not anyone can visit the group. So there are these three things: the group, the blog, and the page. And so the Facebook group page looks like that, and you can see down at the bottom, well, the pin post doesn't show here, but often the pin post will be in there. So that's the group page. So a typical post would run something like this. I want to get 2 baby hemlocks into the ground this year. I've read and read and read, and it seems to say evergreens should only be planted in the spring. So timing of planting, asking for guidance. And right away, one of the admins, Pam Cook, chimes in. I planted 2 hemlock trees just north of you in October last year, and they're glorious. So this is a bit anecdotal, although we're relying on the knowledge of the admins and their horticultural experience. Other times, things will be answered by, see the blog written on this subject, which is referenced back to peer-reviewed literature. So I guess the whole thing is the so what? You got 23,000 members, you blog in there, you pat each other on the back, you have hall monitors, so what? What have you really done? And I think in my university, I don't know about all y'all, but in my university, they're after us for impacts. They want to know how we've made condition changes in people's lives. How has anything happened differently since you did this? And so Dr. Chalker Scott devised a survey, and in January 2019 it was conducted, and it was openly put on the blog page for people to respond to it. There were almost 1,200 responses collected. 240 of these were as professionals, so there are both professionals and amateur horticulturists that visit the site. 934 from within the U.S. and 256 from outside the U.S. And we have complete demographics of those 1,198 about which state they came from, how old they are, what their educational attainment is, a whole bunch of stuff like that, which I have not summarized here. And we also have other interesting things like the year they joined. So you can see a lot of people are new, and this is just of the survey, not of the whole 23,000. So quite a few of them are new, but quite a few of them have been around since 2015, over 150 in the survey. So to us, this, you know, if you project this forward a little bit and think about that whole 23,000, we believe that the blog has got a membership that sticks with us. And they visit the site frequently. The member age, I was really curious about this as a runner of a Master Gardener program. My volunteers are mostly old because we train during the day and working people don't train. And so my median age in the Master Gardening program is like 70. It's 65 to 75, a lot of really older people. And I'm happy to see that we have, you know, we do have a large number at 60 to 69 age group, but those other age groups are well satisfied, and I think we have a good cross-section. This is what really blew me away, the frequency of the visit. Most people are hitting the page every day. Okay, and that says that there's a high level of engagement amongst the people who took the survey. They really want to see what's happening on there. What kind of questions are being asked? They may not be asking a question every day, but they're reading the posts. So how is the site used? What are the activities? And so we asked in the survey questions about what people actually do. Do you search the site? 76% of the respondents said they searched the site. And so this is a breakdown between the total and also what the professionals are doing. Generally, the professionals are mimicking what the total survey respondents did. Differences aren't great. Do you download articles? Well, two-thirds of them download articles. Do you read the blog? About the same number read the blog. And then we have interactive questions we've asked that I haven't summarized here, like what age of people read the blog? Are people who surveyed that they have changed behaviors more likely to read the blog? And that actually tends to be correlated. So if you're reading the blog, you're more likely adopting the behaviors. So in regard to those changed behaviors, there are several themes that occur throughout the site, and they come back to Dr. Chalker-Scott's research and my own research and things that we've tried to get out into audiences. For Dr. Chalker-Scott, root washing is one. For both of us, mulching and the benefits of mulching woody ornamentals is another. So soil testing is something that comes up over and over and over again. Have you had your soil tested? Because people complain about why things do or don't grow. And so, in general, more than three-quarters of the people had changed behaviors, and same for professionals. Not that many had their soil tested, but there could be reasons for that, like they already had their soil tested before they became a member or other things like that. But some do, and not all problems resolve around soil. Reduce the use of pesticides. That's pretty significant, I think, that 38% of the members said that they reduced their use of pesticides. Avoided home remedies, 67%. That's huge because, again, Dr. Chalker-Scott and I spend a lot of time in the literature, at meetings, writing articles about debunking snake oil products. So that comes through in the blog quite heavily. Increase the use of mulch, a similar number, because we're always talking about mulch. Reduced irrigation, some people have reduced their irrigation. Not everybody is in a dry place, though. Choose different plants, changed planting methods, and that's the root washing. We have a large fraction of people said they adopted that skill. More skeptical of marketing, you know, looking at products as being marketed to you rather than having a scientific basis. How many of you have passed on information you got from the site? 85%. That is a striking number. It's one of the highest survey numbers that people say, not only are we getting information, we're changing our practices, but we're sharing that information with other people. And we think that's very important. Recruited friends to the Garden Professor site. There's a few. And at the bottom, read gardening information more critically. If they didn't get anything out of the site, they got a healthy dose of skepticism that the world isn't all, you know, rosy products that are going to cure every garden problem you have, that you have to be critical. So in conclusion, this is just a very cursory look at our survey and some of the basics that we found. Social media, such as Facebook in this case, can provide an informative platform for horticultural knowledge. And we think that in order to be successful, you have to have consistent information updates. The site has to be vital. If a person goes there every day, he wants to see something new every day. And so, to a large degree, the 23,000 members with all their questions provide that. But then the affiliated sites, the blog, the Facebook page, also have content that freshens up. And I think that's keeping consistent and new information in front of people is what does this. Archive and search functions for conversations and blogs. You have to be able to not reinvent the wheel constantly every time you're on the site answering the same question. So we try to get members to do their own research within the site. Answer their own question before they ask it. search the blog, and if you don't find your question addressed, then ask the question, certainly. And then some admin, or very frequently some very knowledgeable and talented blog members, will pop right in and answer that question. Active administration that have guidelines for conduct and consequences for bad behavior. We have trolls on this blog, just like anybody on any site, on any social media platform does. And so if we detect bad behavior, as I've laid out before, that person can be muted. They can be kind of kicked out for 24 hours or for 2 weeks or for whatever various portions of time. Or they can be banned from the site altogether. And we have done all those things, and we're usually in the middle of some of that all the time. I don't do that. I write the blogs. I read some of the posts. I talk to Linda about things. And Linda kind of does that too. But why this is so successful is we don't have to do that, because we have administrative members that this is what they do. They troll this thing for us. And if they detect bad behavior, they deal with it. And if there's a question and if there's a problem, we have an alternative site called the Kitchen Cabinet, and that's for administrators only. So only administrators are in there, and they can air all their dirty laundry and talk about Joe Blow, who's so horrible, and why they're a terrible person, and how they muted them and how they got rid of them and whether they should get rid of them. So all that back chatter among administrators is kept out of the group. But by the same token, the administrators feel supported in their decisions. And it's often what I see in there is something like, you know, Julie's going off the rails again. Does somebody want to deal with Julie? Okay, I'll do it. And then they do whatever they're going to do for Julie. So the rules, the administrators, the content, all of this, I think, has made the Garden Professors page and group a great educational output.